Reboot. Reboot. Did anyone reboot this week? Restart your computer. Safe. Restart your phone. Restart a conversation. Rehearse a conversation. Let go of a conversation as an effort in rebooting. You know? Rethink things. We redo things. The reboot. Reboot. Or refresh. We just had a little refreshing opportunity there as we worship. You know? Draw close to God. Draw near to God. He draws near to you, draws near to me. We love to be near him. In the night, I had a thought or heard the word reboot. And I think there was more, but when I woke up, I simply said to the Lord, Lord, you're going to please help me remember what more there was. But for now, it was reboot. It was like last week when we talked about right now, it was amazing. Sometimes messages just, they seem like you're scratching for what God's trying to do. And I've learned to just trust that he knows what he's doing. And oftentimes I'll get notes from people about something that something spoke to them about. Well, then I get the opportunity, as always, for 9 or 10 more times of the same subject. It's always amazing at the jail because you have 9 or 10 pods, and God has something different for each pod about the same thing. And so by the time the last pod, it's like I go, man, Lord. And the last one on Wednesday was absolutely the freest that it was, it seemed. I'm sure that it always was, but it was like I just said, whoa, Lord, you know? I mean, we came from here to here, and I tell the people in the jail, I say, I love this because I hear what God says to you. And I think, wow. You know, oh, how he loves you and me. And so, anyway, it just, the right now of things is, just continues to speak to me, and I think that sometimes the reboot allows the right now, you know? And that reboot, well, then I was reading about Elijah. And we know the story of Elijah. He won a tremendous victory, killed all the prophets of Baal, more than a conqueror. And the king went home and told his wife what Elijah had done, and she, of course, said, well, he's going to be dead tomorrow, or else I'll be dead. You know, I mean, it's like, so who cares what she says? Who cares what she says? Yeah, what's going on here? Ladies and gentlemen, that's on, this is on, who knows? Electronics, technology, reboot! You know, who cares what she said? I mean, that's why would you even care? And sometimes we have those moments where we need to say, who cares what they said? Who cares what the enemy says? Who cares about condemnation? Who cares about accusation? Who cares? We are more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us. You know, who cares? You know, if we didn't care, if we didn't get all wrapped up in it, then we couldn't respond wrongly. But Elijah, he went and hid. And God said to him, Elijah, what are you doing here? And Elijah repeated to the Lord, I've done everything. I've been faithful. I've done all of this. I've done all of that. And I'm the only one that's left. And there's nobody else. And they want to kill me. And I'm just done. Now, I don't know that that was the voice that Elijah used. You know, he might have said, I'll tell you what I've done. I don't know. If you're standing before God, this one might be better. You know. You know. And so, God says, Elijah, go up and stand on the mountain. The funny thing is, God said, go stand before me on the mountain. And Elijah went into a cave. Adam tried to hide from God. It didn't, you know, but I mean, it's like, I looked at that and I said, God said to stand before him. What's he doing in the cave? And so while he's in the cave, God just throws a little wind at him. Peels rocks off the mountain. Shakes it with an earthquake. Fire goes past it. And then there was a whisper. Still small voice. You know, it's like maybe he's over it now. You know? So he threw a cloak over his face. I don't know if that made him holy or made him hide. I don't, you know, I mean, it's just, you just look at these little things. You know, he did that. He stepped right out there. And God says the same thing to him. What are you doing here, Elijah? I have ministered faithfully in... Okay, we'll decide which voice he used anyway. I've done all this and still I'm the only one and they want to kill me and... I'm done. And God says, okay, on your way, you go ahead and anoint this other person to be the king of something. I'm sure it was not good news to anybody when he did it. You know, it's like, I guess there'd be a couple more things to do here. And then you go and you anoint Elisha to be your replacement. You're done. Can you imagine? I'm done. Just like that? I'm just guessing. After all I've done for the Lord, just like that. He gives me an assignment that's going to have more people hating me. And then I'm done. Yeah, I think that he tried to prolong being done. Like, by trying to get Elisha not to follow him? I don't know. But he went here and he went there. And Elisha stuck to him like glue. You know, just stuck to him. And Elijah's reboot was short-lived. But then he was taken up in a fire, a fiery chariot. Elijah said, okay, Elisha, if you're with me when I'm done, you get a double portion of my spirit. I don't know if he wrote him a note later that said, good luck, it's been a tough ride. I don't know. You know? But Elisha never balked a bit. We know that when we look at it, Elisha did greater things than Elijah did. But you know, we run into those times when we've maybe experienced a high and here comes something to take us low and we let it take us low. You know? We let it take us down rather than remembering what the Lord has done, remembering the victory, remembering whatever we're remembering, you know? Instead, we got the candy passed. Hallelujah. Instead, no, thank you. I don't chew gum. Can't do that. 30 years ago, I was chewing gum in Russia. You remember I told you the story? When I was preaching, I wanted to have breath that didn't knock him over when I got done preaching. And afterwards, one of the pastors said, you know, I mean, like, he couldn't really understand English anyway. He was waiting for the interpretation. But he said that my chewing gum distracted him. Now, you can chew gum all you want. You won't distract me. But, you know, I said, okay, I won't do it anymore. You know? Because if it's going to distract one person, it might have distracted more people, you know? People pay more attention to us than we realize. We'll go down a rabbit hole here for a little bit, you know? In that, you know, like I said, I want to be a reboot. I want to be a refreshing. I want to refresh an atmosphere, not stink it up. You know, I want to be a reboot. I want the attraction of the Lord to come upon people. And so I need to rightly represent Him. When I'm conscious of representing Him, it's kind of like I say, you know, like there were things that I would never even consider when I was a kid in the presence of my dad. I was well behaved, mostly, in the presence of my dad. Well, my father is always present, and I'm sorry. Some of the things that he sees and hears and attitudes that I see and I hear from me, I need to remember the Lord is with me. The Spirit of the Lord, not only is He with me, but He's upon me. And what in the world would He even be around me sometimes for? Because He doesn't give up. You know? He doesn't. He never quits loving us. Never quits. You know? And so Elijah, he rebooted. He gives us a picture of rebooting. It gives us an opportunity to look. See, that's the thing it always troubled me, that, I mean, he championed a great cause in destroying all the prophets of Baal. But then somehow, Attila or whoever was the queen, managed to scare him. No, why? I mean, that is a tremendous victory that he had. Tremendous. How could she and her threats bother him? And the Lord even said to Elijah, no, you're not the only one. I've got 7,000 more. You know, 7,000 wasn't really a big number compared to all the people. But he said, I've still got 7,000 that have not bowed their knee or kissed Baal. There's 7,000 more out there. Sometimes God will bring by that encouragement and we will receive it. And sometimes we'll be so busy that we don't receive it. Sometimes that encouragement that God brings by can almost be like a wind peeling rocks or an earthquake shaking everything, you know. You and your Jesus. You know? Not everybody loves Jesus, but everybody needs to, don't they? Everyone needs to have that opportunity. And we're their best shot, folks. We are their best opportunity. And what difference does it make if they don't like our Jesus or how we act about Jesus or what they say against us for it? Or who are we? We know all this. Who are we to decide who should hear and who shouldn't hear? Just let it rock, man. Let it roll. Let it rip. God's good. You know? God is good. And when those accusations and those condemnations come at, let them just blow off with the wind of the Spirit. Let them just go and be about the Father's business. You know, just we have a life and we have a business. Our life is in Christ. Our business is Christ. And everything else, he just adds to us with it. You know? We're all in a reboot season. Did you know that? Kind of. Christmas is a season everybody's looking at and people are thinking about, and you know, there's good memories and bad memories, and there's the things that we're going to focus on as good. My Bible, I tipped it up today, and Donna popped out. You know, you guys are going to have that. You know, Vicky's dad, his birthday's coming. You know, we've got all these things, and all of these things, good, bad, and in between, give us the opportunity to praise God. Praise God to push away those things that shouldn't come near us. Praise God and rejoice about those things that have. We have the memories of that. And we, of course, at Christmas, we look forward to and remember the birth of Christ. We're so glad he was born in an odd sort of a way. We're glad that he died because he died for our sins. We're glad that he rose again. You know, you can't. His is the one thing that we can be sure when we celebrate his birthday. We know that he died, that he rose again, and that he's coming again. He's coming again. Our Lord is coming back to earth again. He is coming. Is his birthday? I mean, we celebrate it in bigger style, but he's coming again. You know? And so we're looking forward to that. And when we look forward to that, we might get just a little reboot in that I need to be ready for that. I'm ready for that. You know, I don't think about that a lot. I don't. I talk to the Lord about it when I don't think about it. I talk to him and I say, Lord, you know, I don't think about your return that much. I just don't. And I'm not just waiting until he returns because he's with me. He dwells in me richly. He'll take up all the space I'll give him, you know. So it's not like I don't have to wait until he comes. We don't have to wait until he comes because there's a good possibility that he won't come before we go, you know. And yet for generation after generation after generation, we've been, you know, people have been saying, man, he's got to come. Things are just a mess. He's got to come. And every generation thinks their mess is bigger than any of the previous generations. And so we're in our generation, we say, what in the world is going on? You know, this is nuts. But then let's go back to Sodom and Gomorrah. They kind of put the bar high for crazy. But God's going to do what God's going to do. Question is, are we going to do what God wants us to? You know? I mean, we could say about Elijah, man, God gave him a break, but actually God did. You know? He said, okay, you're tired? I got somebody for it to replace you. You know? Are you tired? I'm not tired. I just am not. Sometimes I think, man, my dad was dead 3 years by the time I got to this year, you know? And so I screamed past 69, and I don't know. You know, I don't have any idea how long I'm going to live. You know, but I'm not tired, so when I die, I won't be tired. I might be retired, but I won't be tired. I mean, we just don't, there's so much that we don't know, but every now and then it's good for us to just sit down and reboot. You know? What is it? Clean the cache, empty the cache, not the C-A-S-H, but the C-A-C-H-E, you know? Empty the cache. I guess that's the storage place, you know? Just let it go. Let it go. I don't want to spend a lot of God's this moment time daydreaming about good moments in the past. I mean, I don't mind good moments. That's okay. But some people won't come to the future because they're still living in the past. And the Lord just sets us free. I'm free. The Lord has set me free. I'm free. Free indeed, I'm free. The Lord has set me free, I'm free. Free indeed. You know, I don't remember a lot of whatever it was that Keith Moore said in that message, but I sort of remember him singing that thing all the way through it. Yeah, he just filled in, he filled in with a lot of stuff, but everybody was waiting for that. You know, and that's what we need to do. We need to wait for the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. He will renew our steps, you know. You know? That's why I said, reboot came in the night, and I thought, I want to be a rebooter. I don't want to be a bummer. Now, I'll grant you, it doesn't matter who you are or what you are or how dynamic you are. There's going to be some people that are going to be not happy to see you. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to give you a bummer. But there's going to be some people that aren't going to be happy to see you. You know? I know that. But if there's 100 people and one of those people in the 100 people is ready to reboot, who cares what the other 99 think? You know? You know, so we can look at Elijah and we can say, what in the world was he thinking? What was he doing? But we can use Elijah. We can use his tired of it all to think about it if we're tired of it all. We can use his hiding in a cave instead of standing before the Lord. We can use that and ask what am I doing here? What am I doing here? What am I doing? What am I doing thinking this way? What am I thinking saying these things? What am I thinking? What am I doing? You know? That's not a bad question to ask ourselves. What am I doing? You know? Then we can discern what we're doing and we can decide whether it's a good what are we doing or a time to reboot what are we doing. You know? What are we doing? You know? What am I doing? What am I doing? Yeah. If we only manage to love the Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, all our mind, and with all our strength, we have done abundantly above and beyond what we ever hoped or imagined before. You know? It's that sometimes people maybe ask the Lord to save them because they realize that they're lost, but that's only the start. The start is to give our heart and our soul and our mind and our strength to him. Give ourselves to the Lord. Present ourselves to the Lord. You know? Sometimes we just need to represent ourselves to the Lord. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. I woke up and found myself in a cave. You know. Hope you did. Good thing you didn't have to shake the house or blow the siding off or something like that. You know. I mean, some people think that that's what God does. He blows the siding off your house to teach you a lesson. I don't think so. I think the wind does that. You know. That's just the way the thing is. We had a memory that came up this week because normally I listen to these Bible studies and I made a mistake last week and I said that I would be there, but I didn't put listen only. And wouldn't you know, Coach comes up with something and in that something it has, he's asking about basically, you know, how do we treat people? And he was talking about the less fortunate, things like that, you know. So he said, Roger Day, I heard you were going to be on, and it seems like you're not just listening today, so I want you to talk. I said, okay, so I'm going to talk. So I just shared a little bit about, you know, about Michael and you know, and how he feels sometimes and things like that. Anyway, I got a call from a guy that's also on the call, and he remembered Michael from the Special Olympics. He and another guy have thought about Michael, it's like 30 years ago, and they've always remembered him. And he said, I've wanted to give you a call to just see how he is. And I said, yeah, we wanted to know if he was still alive, right? Well, you know, that's kind of the thing. You sometimes ask about somebody. Anyway, so he was just tickled telling stories about Mikey, telling stories about me too, because he remembers me as I was, he said, there you were kind of scolding him because you wanted him to compete, you know. Michael was out there with a towel over his head and doing everything, you know. And it was a fun memory. And then after we got off the conversation, I thought, well, I represented God good there. I was scolding my son, you know. Well, I scolded all of my children at some point in time. But it was all joy, you know. And that's the thing. Yeah. You know that God looks at you and you're all joy. You know? He didn't scold Elijah. He just said, what are you doing here? You know? And he did, you know, correct the statistics a little bit for him. Isn't that nice? I mean, Elijah left knowing there were 7,000 left behind. You know? He could take credit for those 7,000, he was like kept them on the board, you know. Who knows? But there's still 7,000, and there's still more for us. And we can refresh, reboot, clear the calf anytime and all the time. And we can look forward. We can look forward to Christ. We can remember him being born in our lives. We can remember being reborn in his life. We can remember that he's coming again. But let's really remember that he's now. Amen. He is present. Amen. He is with us. He is for us. A pause and a thought about that just kind of restarts everything. If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen? Amen? Amen. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you. We're encouraged. We don't have to go hide in a cave. We should just stand right out there. I'm thankful that Elijah teaches us to listen for the still small voice. I'm thankful to say that even though Elijah was tired that he left in a blaze of glory. You gave him what he wanted. Lord, we want to be more like Jesus. Thank you for the refreshing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah.